All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. As always, today's sponsor is Authors Unite. And if you want to become a successful author, Authors Unite is the place to go. So head on over to authorsunite.com to check out a free case study that'll teach you how to do exactly that. And now let's jump into the episode. All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. Today, I have Tammy Brannon with us. She helps entrepreneurs identify that something more they can do to stand out in their industry and make a difference in the world. So welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Of course. Grateful to have you here. So we'd like to start off, get to know you a little bit first. So the first one I got for you is, what is the best story from your life that has an underlying valuable message?
Oh, that's a good question. I actually really appreciate how a person's story can create their message if we're paying attention. And typically it comes through failure, heartbreak, obstacle. And I absolutely have that in my background. I left a full-time career in 2008 and started this business. And so not entirely the best time, you know, to start a business. I was solely responsible for financially providing for two small boys. And so for about 10 years, we just really kind of dragged ourselves out of a financial hole with this business. And it's been incredibly inspiring and incredibly difficult.
And then what is the most valuable piece of information we should know that's within your expertise or industry?
Absolutely, that each person has within them a unique blueprint full of values and skills and tools that they can use to create value in the world, coupled with their experiences, their stories, as the question that you asked me first. And using that blueprint is where you can achieve your maximum impact and your greatest fulfillment. Mm.
And then what is your best piece of overall business advice? So not necessarily industry specific.
Overall, I would recommend somebody take the time to go through something like the blueprint process, which will help them identify those tools. Because without knowing how you are unique, without knowing your blueprint, you can't really stand out in your industry. You probably recognize that your clients don't really care about the acumen that you have in your industry, nor what you've achieved. What they really want to know is who you are as a person and if they can trust you. So by identifying your blueprint, you own a space that nobody else can touch because you are unique.
And then if you could give your younger self one piece of advice, what would that be?
To have way more confidence.
Yeah, I feel you. And then, so now let's talk about happiness. So in your opinion, what is the key to happiness?
At the risk of sounding like a broken record, the key to happiness, I think, is figuring out how you are unique, what tools you've been given, and using those tools. Athletes talk about it all the time. They talk about being in the zone. And sometimes you'll hear it from the stage, like a singer or an artist of some sort. And yet we all have a zone. The trick is figuring it out. Stop following other people in your industry. Find your own road based in your own blueprint. And once again, you'll find that space that only you own. You'll attract your ideal clients who actually love who you are. And you will find effortless work where you're able to create the most amount of impact.
And then what is the best book that you've read and what was the number one thing you learned from that?
Wow. I had to think about that. I would have to say, I'd have to go to a little bit more of a mental spiritual route. So there's a book called Science and Health, and then Eckhart Tolle's books, The Power of Now. Between those two books, I would have to say that the most powerful thing that I have realized is how much, like the only thing we have control over is our brain. That's the only thing we truly have control over. And to stop trying to control the outside circumstances and getting frustrated with results and stuff like that, and watching what happens in that split second after a circumstance occurs or we get a piece of news, recognizing that there's a tiny, tiny window in which we have the opportunity to truly choose how we're going to take that circumstance or that piece of news. Are we going to take the positive route or the negative route? And I've learned over time and through this reading how powerful of a decision that is.
And then what is your favorite quote and why?
The day you were born, a problem was solved. And that's actually a Chinese proverb, believe it or not, that I found in a fortune cookie.
That's good.
And the reason why it's such a powerful quote for me is because it really speaks to everything I've just said, is that each one of us are here on purpose. We were custom designed to solve a problem on this planet that nobody else can solve.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Thank you for coming on. The last one I got for you, where can our listeners best connect with you online?
www.blueprintprocess.com. That is my website, and I try to funnel every social media, whatever, to that place. So you don't have to find me on social media. You can just go straight there, or you can also find me on YouTube and Instagram and LinkedIn under Blueprint Process.
Perfect. Thanks again for coming on, Tammy.
Absolutely, Tyler. Thanks again for having me.